We are live for this month's Gamers In Hangout. Super excited. We have people in the chat already. Saw a couple questions, one about Ashran, which makes me so happy. I totally got Jim hooked, just so you know.
Oh, I've been tweeting the wrong Twitch link. Give me a second here.
Oh, are we not supposed to be on here?
It's fine. Wherever we are is where we are at. I have the wrong chat up as well, which will explain why.
Oh, I see.
here, just a second.
So Jim wanted to know what is the stats add-on that I'm using in Ashran. I use Ashran Buddy, which you can get off of Curse. It's pretty fantastic. And so that'll tell you where the flag is on the road, what event is up next, when they're on cooldown. It also tells you... Oh, you can enable when you have your Nemesis quests. You can enable a bullseye over people's heads, which is amazing. So every single time that I see a panda, it's got a big bullseye over its nameplate, so I can easily like click it and be like, kill, 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 kill. Yay, Jared's here. Hey, dude, how's it going? Also, Ping Pong Pete is in the chat room. Faramir's in the chat room. Jim, obviously, is in the chat room. Man, oh, man. Good night.
You told everybody where we were streaming except me. Everyone, sorry. I'm like, the chat room's really quiet tonight. Oh man, are we even gonna have a hangout? It's like, all you guys, this is like a surprise birthday party. You know my birthday's in March, guys. Come on. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I started the stream on the wrong place, so.
But that's where everybody is, so it's
that's
like,
true. It's
hey.
Like they knew.
It's like they knew. It's all good. It's all the same. It's all good. man, a lot of moderators in here. Moobot,
I know,
what's
right?
up?
It says everyone has sword powers.
Everyone's
oh, except,
so good.
Except me.
Except what?
Oh, man. So, Jim, what you're talking about then, if you've already got Ashran Buddy, the stats one that was saying like what my damage was and what your healing was, that's called Recount, and that works everywhere. That's not just in Ashran, but it does take a lot of memory. So if your computer's not so hot, then you probably don't want to be running Recount.
Really? It takes yeah. memory?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because it records everything that everyone does within a certain radius of you. So it records like... healing over time, damage over time, DPS, like, total damage, what else? Death. All that kind of stuff. Healing received, so it doesn't just measure, like, how much Jim heals, but it measures, like, how much Jim heals me.
It's nice of Jim.
Who does damage to what things, like, it's just, it's counting everything in every kind of battle that you have, so.
Right.
More dots.
Yeah, speaking of dots, like Recount to me was always just what people would spam in chat after every fight.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just, it's a penis.
Which is one of the things that was so great about our raid is that, like, no recount.
Yeah.
Like, I had recount going as raid leader just to know, like, who was doing what. So when we had to make decisions on who needed to go where, I knew who our highest DPS was and who to send to different places.
Right.
But yeah, no, the in terms of actually telling people, like, you're not hitting 16K, you're out of the raid, like, that.
No one
that's
was,
not how I raid lead.
No one was whipping out their DPS measuring stick, right?
No,
this
no.
was good, because it always gets awkward when people are measuring out their measuring stick.
Exactly, exactly.
So, yeah, look at my numbers, guys. Hey, Ping, we raided together back in the good old university days, and I'm pretty sure you had recount, so... Come on now, let's not go there. He's deny. I don't know. Yeah. I could never figure out how it worked.
It's super complicated, dude. There's like numbers that it counts just totally by itself. Like
right.
I can't keep up with it. It's well, just it's, the concept is just way beyond me.
It's not about keeping up with it. It's about understanding how it works and the commands.
I see.
Yeah, Faramir, thank you. I'm really good. Yeah, my numbers were always terrible when I raided, and I guess that's what I deserve for throwing Ping Pong Pete under the bus about the
absolutely
recount app.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, good stuff. Well, this is the Patreon hangout, everybody. Welcome.
Yeah, you guys, we don't know what to talk about if you don't give us questions, so
yeah.
What do you want to talk about? What's going on?
Yeah. We don't want to talk about DPS counters for the next 45 minutes, do we?
We could, though.
We could. Well, I mean, it's up to them, right? It's all about the patrons. I guess, really, it's all about the chat room. Although, if we see a patron in there asking questions, they get priority, I guess. We don't really take cards at the door.
Hand in your patron card.
Sir, your ID, this does not look at all like you. It says here you're 65 and from Florida.
This does not match what we have on Patreon.
Yeah, this is not. We don't have any. Well, we do have Floridians on Patreon.
That's true.
I was just to say that. But Jimmy is not 65.
That we know of.
That's true. We've only met him on the internet. Guess we'll find out in a month.
Yep.
Ish.
Jared wants to know if I got Medivh, Magni, or Illyria. I don't have any. I have not purchased any heroes. I'm waiting to see what they all look like and if there's one I like more than another. I'm curious as to who the druid's going to be. If it's actually going to be Hamel Runetotem, then I think I'll buy him because he's a really, really cool character. Mm-hmm. And he's a Tauren. Like, I feel like we're really missing Tauren heroes considering how many, like, big name people in the Horde have actually been Tauren. So,
is there a Tauren hero?
No.
Huh. Siri, come on now.
Siri's just trying to help.
It was about to say, is there a Torino? I was like, well, that's not helping. No one wants to know what that is. I think those Hearthstone skins are...
They're really cool.
Oh, that wasn't what I was going to say.
Oh, well, they are. They're really, really cool. The animations are neat. I still am totally against animations prior to 500 wins, sure. But I'm making my peace with that. But the hero powers are cool. When they load in, they're really cool. So the emotes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, just like Heroes of the Storm, I feel like there would have to be this crazy thing that gets me to pay that amount of money for something. Well, and see, nothing like, so far has done that.
Honestly, Dills nailed it on the last Angry Chicken. Like, once I get one, I am going to want them all. So he's just not buying any because he doesn't want to spend $90. And I'm just like, yeah, but it's only $10. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to get one. And then I'm going to be like, there's this hole in my collection. Completionist Jocelyn can't deal with holes in collections.
Right. See, to me, it's not about collecting. It's about, like, look at Amiibos, right? They are, they're $15 a pop, and they all look fantastic, but I don't need every single one of them. I only want the ones for the characters that I like. It just so happens that I liked a lot of the characters.
Just so happens that I like every single Amiibo
all of them. Even if I could buy all of them, I still wouldn't. But I think that's kind of like, I think I understand where you're coming from, that if you started buying them, you'd probably have to buy every one that looks good. And eventually you're justifying.
They all look good. That's the thing. Like, even like the ones I wouldn't buy would be like Priest and Rogue because I never play those classes. So they would just go to waste. But
yeah, but
then
don't.
I'd be like, then I have 7, then I should probably just have 9 just to complete it because.
Right.
I'm telling you, I can't do it.
Well, do you think I play with all of my Amiibos that I buy? Like, it's the same conversation, right? Like,
yeah.
That's a bad example. I am using all of my Splatoon ones, but I wanted the Ness one, and I was probably never ever going to use it, but I wanted that Ness one because it looks so cool. So it's probably the same idea. If you're never going to play Mage, Medivh just looks so cool. I actually haven't seen the new heroes. Did they just... They just announced what they were. They haven't shown them yet, have they?
They're available to be purchased now.
Shows how much. All I know is that I should be playing Tavern Brawl. Is what I've heard.
Yeah, they went live Monday, I think. Yeah, yeah, they went live on Monday because Brawl went live yesterday.
Yeah,
and there was a couple days difference because the Brawl schedule is like the new Brawl starts on the Wednesday and then it's over on the Monday.
Right. Right. Yeah, so is that okay? Are we going to talk about Hearthstone? Come on, guys.
I don't know. I feel bad about talking Hearthstone on Gamers Inn. I always do.
Feel bad. It's just I don't really have much to offer on it. I'm terrible at Hearthstone, and I do want to try Tavern Brawl.
I think you would really like Tavern Brawl. I mean, it's free. The decks are pre-built.
See, that's my problem. I like The Witcher. In The Witcher, which you have purchased, and I don't know if you know this, but there is a card game in that thing, and it's a lot of fun.
Is there?
Yeah, and I would say it's it's almost as fun as playing Hearthstone, because you can do quests that when you win in a battle of Gwent, you get their special card and you can add it to your deck. And it's like you remember that Pokemon trading card game on the Game Boy? You probably don't remember. That's probably just the thing that I did. Anyways, it was like that, where you went around playing with your Pokemon deck and beating people, and they give you a special card. So in Gwent, you're in this huge open world of The Witcher, and rather than saving the damsel, or not saving the damsel, that's not right. Rather than rather than going after the princess in another castle, you're running around facing off against these innkeepers to get their special Gwent cards, and it's all like Mass Effect RPG, where they're talking back and forth, and you're saying, like, I hear you're really good at Gwent. It's like, well, you'll never beat me, but if you do, I'll give you this card. And then you play them, and you whoop their butts, and they give you the card. It's really cool. And you can go in, you can play that. Like, only have to play The Witcher 3 for a couple hours, and then you're right into Gwent. You don't even have to touch anything else. Just play Gwent.
Cool.
It's great.
I'll totally get right on that.
But
should. I bought Witcher like 3 weeks ago and just haven't touched it.
You'd like it. I think you should try it. And I also think that the reason I brought up Gwent was because I'm terrible at making decks, and that game makes it super easy in the sense that you literally just stack your deck with whatever powerful cards you have, and it gives you a counter as to how many cards you can have in your deck. So I just take out the crappy ones and put in the good cards, and that's all I do. And that's it. And then I win, because it's like, it's against AI, right? So you can kind of like trick the AI into losing, and it's best 2 out of 3. And I'm not even going to try to explain it, but it is a lot of fun, because it's really tough to explain. But spies in Gwent are the best cards. I almost said erotic Vendigo. That's not right. Heroic Vendigo. The spies are really cool. There's a power card where if you lay it down, it gives the opposing opponent attack power, but you get to draw 2 cards. And since you're stuck at a static 10 cards, that's pretty key, right? You get 2 more cards. And then because you have more cards than them, you can last longer in the round by potentially putting down stronger cards. It's really cool. I highly suggest you check it out. If not, just get far enough in The Witcher to try Gwent. And if you don't like it, then you can snap the disc in half. How's that sound?
I don't have a disc. Well, I got it digitally. But
And you're going to smack your megabytes. I don't know.
Oh man, I don't know what's going on with you, dude. But it keeps telling me that the internet connection between us sucks. So it's not me, because I'm not dropping any frames or anything.
It's because you're broadcasting. Remember you said you figured it out as soon as we went live, and I didn't want to say anything. But you're broadcasting XSplit Broadcaster. Please run XSplit Broadcaster. Enable output to virtual camera. You can just turn your camera off.
That might work.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm getting some. There we are. That might help.
That might work. Okay, there we go. Let's try this again. Okay, so there were more questions. Hang on. I missed some.
Erotic like Zeus plays. I don't know what that
means. So Faramir asks if I think Nefarian is stupidly overpowered. No, I do not. Duck.
Is that a Hearthstone question?
That's a Hearthstone question.
Come on.
In Brawl... Mm-hmm. Or this week's Brawl, I should say, because it changes every week. There's Ragnaros and there's Nefarian, and each person plays as either of the characters. And Nefarian's hero power is, for 2 mana, you get any random spell in the game. So it can be from any of the 9 classes, any spell, and it costs 0 mana. Mm-hmm. So there are some spells, like, say, Pyroblast, that normally cost 10 mana to do 10 damage, and... now it costs 0, so that's way overpowered. But then there's other spells like Eye for an Eye that are terrible, terrible spells and only cost 1 mana to start with. And then
wait a minute, I thought Eye for an Eye was great.
No, it's really, it's a great joke. It's a great joke.
Come on, guys. I built a deck of entirely Eye for an Eyes because of your hashtag.
You can only have 2, Ryan. Even that, you would still have 28 other slots.
I don't know, maybe I found a way. Life finds a way, just like Hearthstone.
I see. I
saw Jurassic World. Let's talk about that. Someone asked me about Jurassic World.
it can be really powerful, but it can be really shitty. You have a better... I think you have, on average, a chance to get a more than average spell, you know? Like, they tend to lean towards good spells is what I'm trying to get at. Oh, puppy. I don't know. I haven't lost yet. I've played as both heroes.
Oh, you get to choose?
No, it's random.
Oh.
So, like, if I were to challenge you, then I would get assigned to one and you would get assigned to the other. Totally random. But yeah, I've played as both, and I've won all my games. It's a lot of fun. I like Rag. I think he's really powerful. You just have to play smart, and you have to know what your opponent could possibly have all the time. And I don't know. I don't think he's overpowered. Reddit is absolutely exploding and really, really angry about how one-sided it is.
Reddit's
and then
always
people are also talking about how there's, and actually I probably shouldn't get too deep into it because it's obviously Angry Chicken conversation for Monday, but people are also saying that there should be more rewards for it. And I'm like, well, you can't have it both ways. Like, either it's completely imbalanced and you're just doing it for fun, or you want something that's perfectly balanced and then you want bigger rewards. Because can you imagine if there were, like, big, huge rewards for this mode and it was completely imbalanced? Like, oh my god, Reddit would explode.
What do you get now?
You get a card pack for your first win in Brawl mode.
Oh,
and
okay.
Right now, that's weekly. But I don't think it's going to continue like that. But we don't know what the reward system is going to look like in the end. And it rewards classic packs, not Goblins versus Gnomes. So Goblins versus Gnomes packs are awarded in Arena, and classic packs are awarded in Brawl.
That would be perfect for me because I have no cards.
Exactly. See, that's what they're aiming for. They're aiming for the new player. Like, everyone's saying, like, oh, this isn't something that I would play for, like, 5 days straight. You're not supposed to. The whole idea is to give it to the people that just want something stupid and fun and casual and whatever, and who are going to play Hearthstone once or twice a week. They're not aiming for pro players with this mode.
Right. Why don't we just put it in context of people who play WoW will understand. It's a weekly quest.
It's a weekly quest.
That you log in to do, and then you don't do it for another week.
Exactly.
You know, it's not rocket science.
See,
I mean,
you get it. You get it.
It's like I've done this before.
I feel like the casual Hearthstone player really gets it, really likes it. Kind of middle-of-the-road players like me get it, like it, you know, I go back to playing ladder. And then, yeah, more competitive people who wanted tournament mode and everything else are like, boo, Brawl.
Oh, tournament mode would be so much more work.
I want tournament mode too, but yeah. No, I'm happy with Brawl, though.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, it's funny, the reaction to the Hearthstone announcement of Brawl Battle Arena or whatever they called it is so similar to the reaction that I had when it came to Nintendo's press conference, where I was just editing the the press conference to post our talking over it, and the start of it is like, hey everybody, it's Nintendo, I'm so excited, they're gonna do this and this, and then the end is just like, We're loss of words. Like, you know, guys, let's go watch Square Enix. It can't be much worse than this. And then it was worse. But it's the same reaction, right? You get your hopes up and it just happens. It's something that happens all the time. And especially on Reddit. People get their hopes up on Reddit. If you want to find a Reddit that is just as deeply disappointed as maybe the people who are looking for tournament mode, go to Reddit. Go to Nintendo's subreddit, which is just filled with people who are having a bad day. But
Blood Anubis was in the wrong channel. Sorry, dude.
Oh, it's
I
all
didn't
good.
Advertise it well enough.
I was linking McScots to a bunch of different ones. So we'll sort our shit out, and next month it'll be all sorted out. And I should have assumed GIS Gamer. Let's not confuse the poor folks. You're the 1%. Good to know. No, you're not. You haven't bought any. Has Faramir bought any hero skins or whatever in Hearthstone? Isn't that part of being the 1%?
Yeah, he bought Medivh because he showed me earlier. They're so cool. He like explodes into like raven feathers, or I guess implodes because the raven feathers kind of come together to make him. And Illyria, it's all leaves and stuff.
Ooh.
I like Illyria a lot, actually. She's got really cool animations. I'm still ticked off that they didn't pick Varisa, which is Illyria's sister.
Save Illyria. I was like, that's a disease, isn't it?
That's malaria.
Oh, okay. Well, the little known sibling, malaria coming to a Hearthstone game near you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, she was big in Warcraft and maybe Warcraft 2, but then that's it. And Varisa is still in World of Warcraft, and she's a huge character.
It seems I've made a bit of a stink by linking I got an email from EB Games, and I'll post the link in the chat room when I can find it. But it was a email. EB Games has been sent. I don't know why I subscribed to their newsletter. I should probably unsubscribe because it just upsets me every time they email me something. it's like E3 Sony games announced, and there's like 8 titles, and all of them are priced at like $80.
Jerks.
And that's a thing that's happening now, guys. Like, and I've been getting tweets about how Canada hates us or something, and I don't think it has anything to do with Canada per se. It just has everything to do with our dollar not being quite as good as the US dollar and companies needing to make that money rather than eat it. But,
oh, man. Okay. Yeah. So, Jared, I know Illyria has a statue outside of the Stormwind entrance. I get that. But that doesn't make her a really huge or interesting character. Like, she did one thing. She went through a portal. Like, she stopped the Burning Legion or the orcs or whatever.
Didn't she die? But that's
it. And that was a long, long time ago. That was like 25 years.
But didn't she die?
She is currently MIA. We do not know what happened to her. Because basically what happened is they went through the Dark Portal. They destroyed the Dark Portal. And they were, like, responsible for slash there when Draenor exploded and became Outland. So what they did was they, like, the world was imploding, exploding, whatever. They jumped into the Twisting Nether, and then they jumped back out, and then they were on Outland instead of Draenor, because Outland or Draenor exploded. And then they start walking towards the keep that's right in Hellfire Peninsula. You know, there's, like, the Horde base on the right-hand side and the Alliance base on the left-hand side. They're walking towards the Alliance base on the left-hand side, and then they're just never heard from again. They never come up in Warcraft. They're not there when you actually go to the keep in Burning Crusade. So they're just gone.
Huh.
Sounds
interesting lore. I don't know. It has something to do with the Bermuda Triangle, maybe. I don't know.
But then her sister, she's been helping in, like, every single fight that's happened in Azeroth. Like, I mean, she fought in all the same fights that Illyria fought in.
This is and malaria?
Varisa fought in all the fights that Illyria fought in. Plus, then she stuck around on Azeroth, and then she married Ronan, and they've been fighting. Like, they fought against Arthas, they fought against Deathwing, like...
Oh, I thought they were fighting against each other. Like, do they need to see a
marriage counselor? No. She and Ronan, and then they had twin boys, and then Ronan died, and
whoa, their spoilers, boys are now, Ronan's
like, half high elf, half, like, mage. They're gonna be stupid powerful, and, when like, she's Ronan just die? So influential. And then they pick Illyria, who's not even there anymore.
When did Ronan die?
Pandaria?
Man.
Was it Pandaria or was it Cataclysm? I'm not sure. It's whenever Garrosh dropped the mana bomb on Theramore. Why?
I'm laughing at Blood Anubis. I actually paid attention. I liked history class. But describing some of this WoW lore is pretty extended lore, I feel like. It's just funny. Blood Anubis, you took advantage of me looking at an animated GIF on Twitter. Come on, ask...
Fine. You know what? I'm just going to keep all the lore bombs to myself.
No. That was like a megaton. That was like, you just threw down.
And we're
down.
Not forgetting about Illyria. She's got a freaking statue. She doesn't need to be a skin in Hearthstone.
Is she going to come back, though? Is Illyria going to make a triumphant return, possibly with the events of the Burning Crusade coming back from the Burning Legion, rather, from whatever this patch that was unveiled.
Probably, yeah. I'm sure she will come back. I hope she comes back.
Yeah. Hey, guess what, guys? I was stuck in this weird, like, glass thing, and and I'm back.
I was actually the size of a bee for 25 years, and nobody noticed me.
Bees are terrible. Word to your mums, Joss is dropping lore bombs.
I am so enthusiastic about WoW lore. The books are probably like my favorite books ever of life. It's Rise of the Horde, so good.
It's good lore.
Christy Golden, she's my spirit animal.
It's tough to think. I think the only game I'd probably put ahead in story would be Mass Effect.
Mm.
But it's tough. That might be just because I like Mass Effect more, but I think when it comes to lore, like, Warcraft has this thick, juicy lore that is just everywhere. Like, they've in every little corner of that game, there is lore, and I think Mass Effect sort of does the same thing. Like, they've taken the same mentality to design the universe, right, where everything has a story, and everything's connected, and, yeah. It's going to be really cool. So any questions, ask away, guys. You don't want us to talk about malaria all night, do you?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, well, whatever. If they're enjoying it, we can sit here and talk about malaria. Lore just splooshed all over this place. Yeah.
When Garrett and I played each other in the tavern brawl yesterday, we put the video up on YouTube, and we were talking about the board. And I was talking about splooshing water on the anvil. And, like, I said it two or three times before Garrett finally went, "Wait, what? You wetted the water on the anvil?" I'm like, "Sploosh, I splooshed."
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I make up words. That's what I do.
Yeah, sploosh isn't a made-up word. I use it all the time.
They're totally gonna pick lady. I don't even know how to say her name, but she's the blood elf, the head of the blood elf paladins, the blood knights. She has to be. I mean, there's so many paladins, but most of the famous ones are either Arthas or Arty Card. So I think we're gonna see her for sure. So Blood Anubis wants to know if we've made any Steam summer sale purchases yet. I bought Depth, which actually that's a really good kind of segue. We have a copy of Depth if anyone in the chat room wants to join us for game night afterwards. There's a post up on the Patreon page, which is patreon.com/thegamersin. So if you want to join us, then just put something, comment on that post, and I'll send you Jimmy did, but I have another copy. So I bought one. I got one for you. I got one for Jim, because he was the first one to comment on that post. And then, so I have one more copy left because it was a 4-pack.
Yeah. You got to play tonight with us.
Yes, you have to play with us in 18 minutes. Which actually, Jim, I will send you your copy
right now. Oh, never mind. Someone posted, but they said they bought it. So we have our fifth player. Cool. I don't know. Sorry about that. I saw that and I remember just recently. In terms of the Steam sale, I couldn't resist any longer. I picked up Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition.
I got something else too, but I can't remember for the life of me what it was.
Talos Principle?
Nope.
You sure? It said you bought it. Like, I liked it.
Maybe that was what it was. It's funny. That kind of like black and white and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a robot with a cat.
Is it a black and white robot with a cat?
Sure. But what you described had nothing to do with it. The game.
I know, but the thing is, I looked at so many games yesterday.
I just remember, glancing at it and seeing a blur of black and white when I hit add to cart and shop button.
exactly.
One of my things I like to do when there's a Steam sale on is go to the friend activity and see what everybody else is buying and kind of be like, oh, that's a great game. Oh, it's not creepy at all. It's just like trying to determine who's
totally
like
creepy, but we're okay.
Maybe
with
it's
it.
A little bit creepy, but like whatever, guys, it's totally cool. You can do it to me if you want. And I just like see what everybody else is buying. It's like, oh, that's a cool game. Like Talos Principle. Like I own that game and now we can both play it. It's single player, but we can both play it and then talk about it on the show and then have a better conversation.
James sent me Mount Your Friends, which Ping Pong Pete is mentioning in the chat room. So yeah, I have Mount Your Friends now, which I've tried to play with a controller and I'm terrible at it because it's right up there, same sort of controls as Toast. I Am Bread. I Am Bread, where you're trying to become toast. I'm terrible at that game too.
Yeah, but Mount Your Friends has penises in it.
So bad.
So... it's all good. What else did I buy? I had to close Steam down because I was like this when it refreshed. I saw a couple that I was like, ooh, oh yeah, I want to get that one. Hand of Fate is now on sale, and I kind of want to get that, but I'm holding off. What else did I buy? I bought something else recently. Grow Home.
Grow Home?
Yeah, Grow Home. It's like it's an Ubisoft title. Someone was talking about it when we were doing. When we were watching the PC video game show, I was talking with Saichi and Niblet Man about like what everyone bought on Steam because the show was just so god awful boring. And they said Grow Home was $5. So I went and got it. And I can't wait to try it. It looks like a lot of fun.
Jayonce in the chat room is totally right. Josh shops like I do. Go into full blackout and realize what you bought later when you stumble across something and can't remember ever buying it. Have I told the story about my free Blizzard Panda?
Yeah, but it's okay. A really good story and relates exactly what Jayonce is talking about.
It totally does. So what happened was I bought my Hearthstone pillow.
Uh-huh.
Yay! And my little Deathwing statue, he's right there. Hey, Deathwing. From Blizzard, and I kind of forgot that I'd ordered them. And then, so I got them a few weeks later. It was probably like 3 weeks later. And then I got this email saying, like, we're so sorry that your shipment was delayed, blah, blah, blah. We're going to send you a free gift. And I was like, eh, whatever. Totally thought it was, like, scammy or something. Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure, did it ask me to log into my Battle.net or something? Can't remember. Anyways, point is, it was kind of a scammy looking email, so I just kind of ignored it. And then all of a sudden, I woke up one morning and there was an email in my inbox saying, like, your receipt for your Blizzard purchase. I was like, what? Uh-oh. And I looked at it and it was like this panda statue. And I was like, when did I buy a panda statue? And then sure enough, a couple days later, a panda statue showed up. And then I was like, uh-oh. And then I went and looked at it and the receipt for the panda statue was actually free. So they sent me a free gift for having a totally terrible shipping experience that I didn't even realize I had a totally terrible shipping experience.
Another game.
Yeah, so I free panda. Wait, oh, free panda.
That's good. Yeah, I remember that story. Right, and, yeah. And we thought it was maybe like a Heroes of the Storm purchase. Turns out it was just Blizzard being really awesome, which is always good.
I've done that too, though. I find that with digital purchases, that's my problem, is like I get these emails saying, like, thank you for your purchase on Steam. And I'm like, shit, when did I do that? What did I possibly buy?
You know, it's sometimes it makes me glad that there isn't such a thing as a shared email account, because if Ashley got all the emails of me buying stuff on Steam, it would be trouble. Although, mind you, like, that's not me saying that I hide my finances from my wife. Like, at the end of the month, we always sit down and compare.
I'm not a terrible husband, I promise.
And she says, like, why was there, like, $200 in video game purchases? And then I explained to her, it's like, oh, there's a Steam sale, a lot of the games I don't buy. Like, you know, these previous months where I don't spend any money on video games? Well, this is making up for that. Which, speaking of which, I saw that Evolve is on sale right now.
It is. It's 50% off, so it's, like, $35.
And then I looked at the Season Pass. Which is on sale as well for 40% off. But then as soon as I was thinking of buying it, they announced that they're going to do a second season pass.
Oh, that's odd.
Which is kind of crazy. And kind of,
I think,
like,
I have the season's pass. I think I bought the version.
Yeah, you got the super expensive version.
I did, but it wasn't super expensive at the time.
No, we bought it on Green Man Gaming, so yeah. It was... Wow, I gotta read this. When Ryan's wife starts asking about purchases, he just starts talking about WoW lore. And you know what? That would
totally work.
That would probably work. There was one other Steam sale here that I was looking at. It's just overall, there's a lot of deals going on, and I feel like it's overwhelming. So it's actually made me buy less, if that makes any sense. Because at one point in time, there's like the 16 daily deals, then the 30 flash sale deals, and then the 9 today deals from the Monster game, and then another 16 deals from yesterday. Like, that's a lot. That is, by definition, a lot.
It is. I'm just looking around, because it sounds like somebody's, like, sharpening a sword or something outside.
I hope not. That'd be terrible.
There's, like, this, like, crazy, like, grinding sound.
That's not good. I'm tempted.
I'm going to kill me.
Ooh, I'm tempted to buy Hand of Fate. I think I might get that. Dungeon Defenders is on sale right now, so that's a good one. But enough reading the Steam front page. That's what boring people do. Blood Anubis, I had a good question. Is there any hype you're buying into?
Any hype?
Probably Mass Effect, maybe. Like, that's kind of hypey. Like, just a CG trailer. But that feels pessimistic to me, and I don't want to do that. I don't think that's buying into hype. Like, I think people watching and I think when you say buying into hype, that's a very... I know Blood Anubis, you're like the you're the most positive person I know. So I'm not, don't take this personally, but like, that seems like kind of like a negative question. Whereas the positive version would be, what are you most excited about? Right. Like buying into the hype. Like, I don't know right now, what would you consider being hyped right now? Like really badly, like Evolve, I would have considered being hyped right
yeah,
at the time
true.
Of release. But like maybe for me, like maybe, I don't know, like the Final Fantasy remake, like I think just by default I'm excited because everybody else is excited. I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into that question. I should just say
I am excited. I'm trying to think of what we talked about last night. I am excited about, obviously, Mass Effect. I'm excited about StarCraft.
Mm-hmm.
I think StarCraft is what I'm most excited about, but I don't think it's being hyped, really.
Heaven's Sword.
It's been pretty quiet.
I think the hype is pretty minimal, but maybe like Star Wars Battlefront is certainly getting a lot of push. And I'm
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4? Ah, man, I don't know.
There's like, so much hype around Fallout 4, dude.
But that's because they've just brilliantly crafted that announcement where it's like, here's this big, huge game that you usually find out years before. I'm probably supporting your argument by saying this, so you're like, just keep going, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, so it's like, anyways, I guess I agree with you in the sense that they've crafted this large game, kept it under wraps, and it's coming out in 4 months. But I wouldn't consider, like, maybe we should just consider buying into the hype, not a negative thing. I think Fallout 4 is going to be fantastic. It's by the guys who did Skyrim, so they can do no wrong, in my eyes. But, yeah, hype. Hype is a weird word.
Yeah.
I
know what you're saying.
Destiny hype. I don't know. I think that train derailed a while ago.
Yeah. Okay, so we're kind of coming up to the point where I have to switch over the stream to actual gameplay funness.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, you get one more question.
Yeah, so chat room, you guys get one more question. Again, patrons, if you want to go, head on over to patreon.com. There's a post there, and let me know if you want to be in on the free copy of Depth. We're going to, I swear to God, guys, this is going to be like Slender on steroids because being a diver with sharks jumping out at me, there will be screaming. There will be screaming. So enjoy. I'm pretty stoked, actually. The more I watched the trailer, the more excited I got. So I think, actually, maybe I'll find the Depth trailer. Maybe that's what we'll do right now.
Well, you guys have to... I forgot someone had asked about Jurassic World Above, but follow-up question, Blood Anubis says, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Dinosaur?
I don't know. Based on Jurassic World, I'd have to say T-Rex, and that's all I'll say.
No spoilers! I'm seeing it on Friday.
I don't think that's a spoiler.
Just shh.
That movie's really good. Spoiler. What else?
Okay, so if anyone doesn't know what Depth is, you're about to get trailer-fied.
Stop sticking your tongue out. It's your favorite dinosaur. Brontosaurus. Brontosaurus.
You're talking over the trailer.
Oh, I didn't realize you were playing it.
It's gonna be so exciting. All the sharks. By exciting, I mean pretty much terrifying.
Is it a scary game?
It's deep sea diving with a flashlight and sharks are trying to murder you.
Whose idea was this?
Me?
Well, it's a good thing I have Zoe to protect me. Hey, Zoe, you gonna protect me from the monsters? She's like, fuck that, I'm out of here.
It's gonna be so good.
It is scary. How do you not have a favorite dinosaur? Yeah, I mean, my favorite dinosaur has always been the T-Rex because he's got little, cute little arms. And he eats lawyers off of toilets.
There you go.
Joss is a shark. Not a shark?
And that's the thing. It does look just like Evolve. So there's four diver dudes and then there's the shark. And I'm not 100% sure if you can play as the shark or not. I think you can. But it might be the same deal as Evolve, where like you can't have a party of five. Like you have to be either playing alone, playing the shark, or party of four.
Hmm.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited.
I want to be a shark.
I totally want to be the shark. It'd be so much less scary to be the shark.
Yeah.
Oh, you apparently see, you can play as the shark. Yay! Can I play as the shark in a group of five?
No, Ventigo says it's a 4v4.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. There's four sharks? Oh, yes. God.
Probably shouldn't have said that, guys.
I can't handle it now.
Four sharks.
Four sharks is three too many.
Stegosaurus is a solid favorite dinosaur.
Mm.
Stegosaurus. Emir is not a dinosaur, Jimmy.
What?
Man, oh man. This guy always trying to slip his smite business in here. What are you doing? How do you get smite icons?
I don't know. Wow. Maybe subscribe to the Smite channel?
You have to pay for that?
Probably.
Oh.
It's not paying for icons. It's supporting a streamer.
I've never subscribed to anybody on Twitch. Does that make me a bad person?
Totally. You're terrible. Dear. Terrible.
I don't like being a bad... Now, was I a bad person before? Or now that I know that and don't do anything about it, does that make me a bad person?
Both.
Shit. Do I become worse of a bad person now?
Yes.
Damn it. This keeps getting worse.
I'm trying to think. I have two, three. I have Karma, Savitz. I feel like there's another one. It's like I'm collecting pro players.
It's not tiny ribbon tits. It's ribbitits.
It's ribbitits.
Plus, how could you tell what that is? It looks like a pile of pixels.
Yeah, so it must be high res that you're, because if I do high res, oops, neath.
Oh, I should be able to.
Oh, it does work.
So I can do it?
Maybe not, because no. I subscribe to them, Oh, it was for SWC. That's right. Thank you, Jim. It was like $25 to subscribe to the channel.
Oh, okay.
For SWC, you got skins and stuff like that.
Cool. That sounds great. Twitch is a weird and wonderful world that I I am still learning about every day. What's that one from?
Smork.
What's Smork from?
Space Marines Orc.
But is it... Can I do it? I can.
Yeah, it's free.
Wow. I'm learning.
You can do Kappa, too. Do you want to try Kappa?
Sure. Kappa. Oh, wait. Do I have to capitalize?
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go. Ryan learns Twitch.
Now I feel like I have finally become the Twitch.
Yeah.
PogChamp? Yeah. Do I have to have him?
Yeah. Capital P, capital
C. Oh, shit. Oh!
Oh, weird. Man.
Twitch is freaking weird. I just got to say, speaking of Twitch, the PC gaming thing was streamed on Twitch, and every time I got bored, I'd say, let's check in with the Twitch chat, and I'd open up the Twitch chat, and it's just constant stream of bullshit.
And yeah.
Every time they opened some, they said, okay, we're going to bring another person on, and the chat just goes, Gabe, Copper, Gabe, Newell, Gabe. And it's like, no. Gabe Newell owns Valve. He's not going to come on this shitty PC show. If he had to announce something, he would take over the entire front page of Steam, which he has already done for the last 2 weeks with his Steam sale.
Yeah.
I love how he is Valve. That's not right. But oh, look at that. You got Salt.
Oh, yeah. That's when you're really angry at gaming in general.
What? Really?
You get salty when things don't go your way. Yep.
So you salt the earth. Thank you for my medal of participation, Chimera. Although everyone should give me a medal of precipitation.
Precipitation medal?
Every time I try to read someone's username. Please explain Kappa to you. Well, it's a man, black and white. kind of look like he's wearing a toupee and he's smirking? Is his last name Kappa?
Nope.
What is Kappa, a Japanese word? It is, isn't it? I knew it. I have no idea what that is. I can't explain it. It's a man who twitches. I don't know. Also, thank you.
Man who twitches. Oh my god. Tamara. Oh, Jim, I like your hype fist.
Hype fist.
Fist hype? Hype fist.
Fist hype. Downward fisting hype. What?
Oh, that went really bad, really fast. Really bad.
I'll take that medal of precipitation now, please. My next Patreon hangout suggestion, Ryan explains all the things. You don't want me to explain everything. That would just ruin everything for you if I told you how everything works. Mystery is a wonderful thing, Blood Anubis.
That's so bad.
Oh, his name is Kevin Appa. That's good.
Chat room catches up. Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna switch the stream over. So I think we've got me, Ryan, Jim, and Jeff. I think Jeff, are we friends?
What is happening? Stream? Why are you laughing still? Wasn't that funny?
I'm laughing at the chat room.
It wasn't his middle. It wasn't his last name. It was his middle name.
Oh my god!
What was it? Down. I'm not gonna say it again.
No, don't.
Team Shovel. Oh, Jimmy the Shovel. Go buy Shovel Knight. It's on sale right now.
You're just telling him he has to because of his name?
That's okay. It's a really good game. We should be Steam friends. So I guess so everybody knows this has been the Patreon hangout, so this is all your fault.
Yeah, this is all your fault.
But if you're saying what, I didn't do anything, well, if you want it to be your fault too, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin and help support the show. The hangout is unlocked by our $150 goal, but coming up next we have our Patreon supported video game of the month thing, I think, is the next one, where I'm just pulling it up, folks. So
I think so.
Yeah, it's $250 a month, and it's you guys get to pick a game, we'll play it as long as we have the platform. So now that Jocelyn has a PS4, you could
make no Xbox One titles.
Yeah, unfortunately, for now, I'm looking at getting an Xbox One pretty soon, probably, aka October 25th or whenever the hell Halo 5 comes out. But that's our next goal, but the Patreon also unlocked Game Night, which is coming up just in the next little bit.
Momentarily. We will be right back. I just have to switch over streams, so give me 2 seconds, and we will be live again on twitch.tv/GISGamer. I just have to switch my overlay.
Cool beans, dog.
New overlay hype?
Hype!